This is Chang at the Fair, and today I have with me Eliza and Jocelyn. Could you tell us about yourselves?
Sure. My name is Eliza. I'm a sophomore in FOHO House, and I'm studying computational neuroscience.
Wow.
I'm Jocelyn. I'm also a sophomore in FOHO, and I'm studying OEB.
Wow. So these are majors that aren't very common that we see in CS50, but glad you two are taking the risk and learning something new.
Yeah.
So could you tell us about your project?
Sure. It's essentially a project to bring together the people of the river and the people of the quad. So it matches people given information such as their house, which will tell us whether they're in the quad or the river. And it will say their class year, name, they get to do a bio and a profile image. And we can show you how all that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had one of our friends just send us his information to create a profile. The last profile we created was Grace, so you can see that this profile is still loaded here. But to make Aiden's profile, we're first going to type his name, so you can type it. It's an editable text field, so it's going to be Aiden, and then he lives in Leverett House. He's class of 2022, and he's from Salem, Massachusetts, so we can put that. So, and then the next step is going to be to choose the profile photo. So at the top right, you can choose, click the choose photo button. It'll take you to the camera roll. You can go scroll through the photos until you find the one that you want. And then there are two steps to save the profile. So the first step is to save the photo. So you click the save photo button, that will upload it to our database. And then you press save profile and that will upload all the other information. And so then to go back to the main page, you click this button and then this will be the list where your matches are saved.
Yeah.
And so do you want to?
And then essentially when you want to actually start going through all the users, every time you make a profile, it's saved onto Firebase, which is like a cloud data storage online, so that they're all in the stacks now, including the profile we just created. Every time you get to your profile, you can look at their photo and either like skip them or save them. So go ahead and skip, it'll generate you to a new page. Then you can, let's say, save this guy Will. If you go back to your main page, it will be now in your saved matches list, and you can click on that saved match, preview their photo again, and decide whether you want to keep them in your saved matches list or remove them. So if we keep them, we go back, Will's still going to be there. This is actually one of the CAs. We could save him, go back, and let's say we want to remove him now. You go like that, you can see he's gone from our
oh,
list.
Oh no, I really would have
reached out. You really like Trey too.
Yeah.
Love Trey.
Yeah. Could you talk a little about the naming of this project and what it means?
So there's a concept at Harvard called like river daddies for people that live in the quad, and then also like quad daddies for people that live in the river. And so it's the idea that like if you're out late like studying or like after a night out, like you don't want to make the trek back to the quad or the trek back to the river, like you have a friend or someone that you can like crash on the couch with.
Got
so this
it.
Is the idea. And then also just because like house community is super important, but it's also super important to like bridge the gap between the river and the quad.
And there's an additional play on words with daddy match, because there's also this thing at Harvard called data match, which is when you get the survey and you're matched with people at Harvard. And so we tried to combine all these concepts into one app that basically connects everyone together.
Super clever. Unfortunately, I'm an alumni, but if I was still an undergraduate, I would use this app.
We can make you an alumni.
I don't know about that. Cool. And so is this your first exposure to CS?
Yes. For both of us. Uh-huh. And also our first exposure like in specifically to iOS.
Cool. Do you find it rewarding and worthwhile?
Yeah.
This was super rewarding.
It is super difficult.
Very difficult.
And really frustrating.
Really fun to see it come to light. We wanted to choose this track because you can really see the result. And like, it's something that if we worked on more, we could like put it on the App Store and people could download it. And like, that's a really tangible product of work that you often don't get from a class at Harvard.
Yeah. That's great to hear. Well, thanks for taking the time to show me the app.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Back to you all.